This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tears into Democrats at a campaign-style rally last night in Billings, Montana, slamming them for saying that he should be impeached, something he says would be hard to do because he's doing such a great job. He also brought up that op-ed piece published in yesterday's New York Times, supposedly written by a member of his administration.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless coward.
Tropical storm Florence is still about 1,000 miles southeast of Bermuda in the Atlantic, but it's continuing a track in a westward direction towards the eastern seaboard. Forecasters say it could impact the East Coast next week. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Twitter says it's permanently suspending conspiracy theorist and InfoWars founder Alex Jones from its platform. The social media company, citing new reports of tweets and videos that it says violated its policy of abusive behavior. Senator Cory Booker saying he deliberately violated Senate rules yesterday when he released confidential documents involving Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. However, later, Republican John Cornyn said all of the drama was for naught because the documents released, in fact, had already been cleared for release. Burt Reynolds has died at the age of 82. In one of his last interviews earlier this year, he told NBC's Hoda Kotb who he'd like to have play him in a movie about his life.
And someone would play the role of you.
George Clooney.
George Clooney, without hesitation.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Well, why not?
Exactly.
And not quite as good looking.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on President Trump's campaign-style rally last night.
The people of Montana love our country so much. They honor our values, and you always respect our great American flag. You see what's happened.
President Trump holds a MAGA Make America Great Again rally in Billings, Montana, campaigning for the Republican candidate there. The president talking about the economy, saying unemployment at an all-time low.
We have the best market is at record highs. Unemployment is at historic lows. And more Americans are working today than ever, ever, ever before.
During his remarks, the president also mentioning Brett Kavanaugh, his Supreme Court nominee.
And he's doing really well. But do you believe the anger and the meanness on the other side?
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And the CDC now warning middle-aged Americans to take care of their hearts as a new federal report finds heart attacks as well as stroke, heart failure, and other cardiovascular conditions led to over 2 million hospital visits last year and over 400,000 fatalities. The report says a large number of those patients are middle-aged adults between 35 and 64. And at a press briefing, they said middle age can be a ticking time bomb when it comes to heart disease. For USA
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. The president in Montana getting the crowds all ready and getting voters ready and letting them know that, we need reinforcements. You need more Republicans here. If you want more of the same, the August jobs report came out. We got over 201,000 new jobs being reported. Black unemployment at a record low. And meanwhile, the White House is having to deal with, oh yes, quite a week here. Not only the Bob Woodward book, but the Woodward book being, upended by an anonymous piece in the New York Times. And here to talk about it is Michael Caputo, former Trump campaign communications advisor. Michael, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Great. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Michael, the president suggested last night could be a female that is the anonymous one. What do you say?
Oh, I'm quite certain it's a female. That's just my opinion. I don't have the proof necessary to come forward with a name, but I believe it's a female. And I believe there's a small cabal of people like her in this administration who were intentionally put in there by people who were advising the president dishonestly about who he should hire in key positions. In the early days of the administration, the president was trying to, hold out olive branches to members of the Republican Party who didn't support his election and were, pretty derisive of his candidacy. Some of those people that he brought in seem to have, kind of diabolical designs from the very beginning of their tenure.
Well, we've said all along, Michael, that when you upend the, call it the deep state or whatever you want to call it, people have been making a lot of money, done very well on the inefficiency of the government. They liked the way it was run, whether it was Republican or Democrat. The problem for them is you've got an outsider in Donald Trump that's just about doing business the right way. You know, the things that Main Street America, the forgotten men and women, look at the government and say, wow, what a disconnect. What are these knuckleheads doing here? This doesn't make sense. Trump's making sense of all this now for the staid political class. Their cheese is getting moved, and they're not happy about this.
Well, they've been feeding at the trough for so long, and they just can't seem to go on a diet.
Yes.
From my perspective, and I think if you look all over the world, when a populist like Donald Trump is elected to the presidency or to lead the nation, those entrenched bureaucrats, the Washington elite, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, it's disruptive for them. Mm-hmm. As you said, they enjoy the bloated bureaucracy, the wasteful spending. They make quite a bit of profit off of it. And let's just be honest. Donald Trump ran against Republicans and Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
He was elected as a Republican. He's a loyal Republican. But unfortunately, there are those in the Republican Party that are not loyal to him. The president always knew that was coming. When I worked for him, he spoke often about the fight would go on, about how the election would really never be over, because there are people in both parties that absolutely cannot accept the fact that they're not in charge anymore. And this op-ed, it's a symptom of the disease.
Mm-hmm. Michael, some have suggested that this could be a holdover from the Obama administration. And some have asked that, look, I thought when a new president comes in, you just, you clear the deck. I said, well, you don't understand how many thousands of people have to be hired in a short period of time to administrate the administration.
Well, I can understand that. A lot of the frustration of the president's agenda is being accomplished by Obama holdovers. There are more than I would like to see mm-hmm. in this administration because of the slow pace of hiring. But frankly, from what the New York Times says and from what I understand behind the scenes in Washington, this has got to be someone who is a deputy secretary or above level. And the word is that it's an appointee. I believe that it's an appointee because the president was steered in the wrong direction on many appointees. But what's important also to know is this, and I'm not sure that your listeners know, I don't think people across the nation understand, that for the last 18 months or so, Trump supporters, Trump campaign workers, perfectly qualified, have not been allowed into the government or have been allowed in and have been purged. I had a dinner in Washington Tuesday evening with friends of mine from the Trump campaign, mm-hmm. and every single one of them was inside the administration and now finds themselves on the outside of the administration. And you know what? You know, somebody like this op-ed writer, they leave breadcrumbs no matter how hard they try to cover their tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the, trails of breadcrumbs you can find in order to identify them is to find a department of the government where every single Trump supporter has been purged.
Yeah.
The leader of that department is probably the writer.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say that, the Trump administration, that the allies have been purged. Why are they on the outside looking in now? What happened?
I think that it's, I don't want to point fingers at individuals, but there are people within the White House who are working actively to only hire right now to only hire Bush administration veterans. I find that, certainly there are people within both Bush administrations who are qualified to work in the Trump administration. I would like to have them there,
mm-hmm.
but not only them. And frankly, they're focusing on those who don't support the president. This is a longstanding, slow, grinding halt to the Trump administration. And from my perspective, the president, even though it's important to find out who this person is and to fire them and to investigate them, and if you find out they did something illegal, like leak classified mm-hmm. material, to prosecute them and to jail them. But really, while the search is important, the president needs to focus on the midterms, because you know what? That's what this op-ed is all about. Mm-hmm. The timing of it after Labor Day, when the campaigns really begin, the timing's not lost on me.
That's right.
So, this op-ed is designed to depress the turnout of the president's supporters on November 6th. And if they don't turn out, the Democrats win control of the House. And what happens then? Impeachment in the first quarter of 2019. Mm-hmm. If you vote for a Democrat on November 6th, you're voting for impeachment. And this op-ed writer is part of the run-up to that impeachment.
Well, you had a 1-2 punch here. You've got this anonymous op-ed writer, and then you got the Woodward book.
That's true. And it's Bob Woodward has dashed the hopes of every president and every administration for as long as I can remember. He's always written books very critical of every president, And each president in succession has stood up to call it fiction and that it doesn't, you know, that it's not true and et cetera. And then after the president's gone, you figure out that the book was pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like what Bob Woodward's written. It upset me. But it's not Bob Woodward that's the problem.
Yes.
It's the Trump administration officials who are talking to Bob Woodward secretly and lying to him about conversations that never took place. That's the problem. And as I said, the New York Times op-ed is just the cherry on top of that awful sundae.
You imagine being the president, what kind of frustration he's dealing with. Former Trump campaign communications advisor Michael Caputo is with us. We got more from Michael on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, where the streets are golden. Every
fresh and independent every day, just the way you like us. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Michael Caputo, the former Trump campaign communications advisor, continues with us. You know, you think about, you know, what's happened to journalism, especially in light of 2016, ever since President Trump got elected. You know, how many anonymous statements are we hearing from? And as if that's not enough, you know, anonymity being brought into news reporting. Now we have a just a full blown anonymous op-ed that is, you know, turning the White House upside down a bit here. Michael, you know, the New York Times has a lot to risk here. Why would they do this?
Well, I've been working with reporters for 30 years. I graduated with a journalism degree, and I work also as a commentator on cable television. It seems to me it's a race for the bottom, and we're at the end of the race, and there's on the sprint part of it. We saw, you look at entire television networks totally devoted to unseating the president of the United States.
Exactly.
You see reporters standing up in the August White House, making the news about themselves, trying to make scenes so they can go viral. I think it has something to do with the internet, but it also has something to do with journalistic ethics have finally left the building. The idea that the New York Times, published an anonymous op-ed, you know, I don't think that should come as a surprise to us when you see what the New York Times has had on their op-ed page since Donald Trump came down the escalator to declare his candidacy in 2015. They're dead set against this president. They'll do anything to knock him out, including publish an anonymous op-ed for the first time in their history.
Michael, it's interesting, you know, when we look at, you know, the culture today, whether it involves Colin Kaepernick, the media, and that what I have seen, the effect, the catalytic effect of Donald Trump, you know, as you say, announcing his candidacy and then going on to win, is that it has really derailed these institutions. I mean, you've got all these people out of their lanes. As I mentioned, Colin Kaepernick, he's not even in the lane of being a quarterback anymore. He's in the lane of being a cultural figure. He's impacted the brand of the NFL disastrously. And, you know, the media, what they have done, they're compromising their brand. I mean, this is quite interesting. And as you say, it's a race to the bottom. And I can only hope that we get to the bottom as quickly as possible. If it is a sprint, let them sprint and finish it up and crash and burn and do what they have to do so that we can get this country back on track.
Well, you know, you see the race to the bottom in these Kavanaugh hearings as well.
Mm-hmm.
You see the race to the bottom.
Exactly.
The violent protests that are happening with Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned, let me tell you, Bill, I am scared about the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
Because typically during the midterms, the sitting president will lose the control of the House of Representatives. That's very common.
Mm-hmm.
It can't happen this time around. And I'm encouraged, frankly, by the behavior in the Kavanaugh hearings, as ridiculous and unhinged as it is. I'm encouraged by these people wearing black masks setting fire to businesses. Because I think the people in your listening area need to understand that if they don't get out and vote for the Republican congressman and return the Republicans back as the leadership of the House of Representatives, those crazy people who are standing up every 30 seconds in the Kavanaugh hearing and screaming at the top of their lungs, so much so that Mrs. Kavanaugh had to take her children out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't get out and vote for Republicans, the people wearing black masks and having violent altercations in the streets are the ones who are going to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm encouraged that this race to the bottom is showing the true colors of the people who want to take control of the House of Representatives, because it'll get out the people who need to vote for the president's candidate.
Well, Michael, I think you're exactly right here, and I'm like you. I'm cautiously optimistic that the exposure of this Antifa group, you know, the resistance and all this that has been going on. You know, Democrats, even, you know, just diehard elites in the Beltway that have been against. They've not been for this president. And I say, look at whether it's Donald Trump or not, it's America. I mean, he's been for it. Look what he's done for this country in less than 600 days. Why would this country, and I think that Donald Trump's asking the same thing. First of all, why would you want to impeach somebody who's doing a good job for you? Tax reform, you know, the best jobs records we've ever had. And, you know, the thing is that we've noted is that every time there's an adjustment in the economy, whether it's the GDP or jobs report, if you remember, every time we got an announcement from Barack Obama's administration, we always got a revision 30 days later, and the revision always went down. With Donald Trump, the revision goes up. You know, so why would you want to let go of this kind of momentum as we're getting this country back? It doesn't make sense, but to hear the mainstream media, I guess somehow they see it as the best interest of America. I don't get that.
Well, you know, and just at 8:30 today, the Department of Labor announced 201,000 jobs were created in the month of August. My goodness, that's remarkable. It beats expectations. This continues. Again, the unemployment rate below at 3.9%. And a remarkable growth in wages, which have been stagnant for the longest time. Donald Trump has said he's targeting wages. They need to go up. They're not going up. We need to make this happen. And he made it happen this month. Mm-hmm. The problem we have is that the Democrats are just not used to being out of power. The swamp, the Washington elite, they cannot accept that they're no longer in power. And if the sun rose, you know, they would say that it didn't. If the sky is blue, they'll say it's gray. Mm-hmm. Because to them, the only thing that matters is power. And they have none right now. But on November 6th, they're going to try to get some. And the only way to stop them is to vote Republican.
Michael, is there being pulled harder to the left here? Do you see, I'm seeing a bifurcation of the Democratic Party. They're in shambles. I mean, not only are they desperate with a message of meanness and death and negativity, they really have no core message other than, you know, we're here to impeach Donald Trump. And you've got some, you know, Democratic strategists, some, you know, I think very brilliant people, even like, you know, Pat Caddell, saying, you know, you don't want to go there.
It's true. You know, I came into politics with Congressman Jack Kemp. I was one of his writers, and I stayed close to him all the way until the day that he died, God rest his soul.
Yes.
He really liked, for example, Cory Booker, who was mayor of, I believe, Newark, mm-hmm. who had some forward-looking policies on eliminating poverty and you know, bringing up the African-American community, policies that he seemed to be, you know, gaining from Jack Kemp. Mm-hmm. If you want to see the transition of the Democratic Party, don't look any further than Senator Booker. Mm-hmm. Take a look at him yesterday. He used to be a fresh face in the Senate that had a lot of hope behind him. He was saying of things that really made sense, talking about enterprise zones in urban areas that are blighted and ideas that come from the center and from even the conservative side of the aisle. Yesterday, he talked about how he was going to break the rules of the Senate, mm-hmm. and he didn't care, even though he was not breaking any rules,
right,
he was just
exactly.
creating drama. He looked like a clown.
Yeah, so much for Spartacus, right?
Yeah, Spartacus was a promising figure, a fresh face, someone that could bring the Democratic Party up and actually do great things for America. And now he's a cartoon. Yeah. That's the face of the Democratic Party. That's the face of the trajectory of the party. And eventually, that cartoon has to end.
Well, we got about 30 seconds left, Michael. Your advice to President Trump?
Get on the road. Campaign for Republican candidates. Put somebody in charge of finding out who these people are who are trying to thwart your administration. But focus on the midterm. We have to win them, or the president's going to be impeached by the Democrats in the first quarter of 2019. That is a fact.
You imagine how much more money we'd be wasting, the people's money, when the Democrats take over and it only becomes about the resistance and impeachment. It would be an added disaster, without a doubt. Michael Caputo, former Trump campaign communications advisor on Bill Martinez Live. Michael, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great one.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An anonymous New York Times op-ed piece critical of President Trump and his administration on the president's mind as he holds a rally in Billings, Montana last night.
It's very unfair to our country and to the millions of people that voted really for us. They voted for us.
The president suggesting that the writer of the op-ed piece is guilty of treason. Defense Secretary James Mattis is in Afghanistan on an unannounced visit. He's in Kabul to meet with the Afghan president and the new U.S. commander for American and NATO forces there. Likely weary from a series of recent attacks by President Trump, Attorney General Jeff Sessions tells the Indiana Law Enforcement Conference,
"Good to be in Hoosier land indeed. When the alternative is Washington, D.C., I got to tell you."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself like millions of Americans who are a bit confused and uncertain about your health care, good news, we've got the solution, Liberty HealthShare, a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor, your hospital, really. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. They had all the details there for you. With us right now, evangelist Dr. Alveda King joins us, Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life. Alveda, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
It's always a joy to join you, Bill. Hey, how are you and your listeners? Hello.
Hey, we're doing terrific. God's blessings all over you. Wow, what a week, huh? Prison reform, abortion fake news, prayer at the White House. Anytime we can get prayer at the White House, for the White House, for our country, that's always the best thing, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it was such a joy to be there with several other Christian leaders And at the White House, Paula White, Pastor Paula had called and said, Alvita, will you come? And I did.
Yeah.
And just all of the different things. The prison visit with my goddaughter, Angela Stanton, who Angela Stanton King, who is a former felon herself. I couldn't tell you which part of it meant more because it was all the same trip to me. It was all the same journey. Yeah.
Well, when you're, you know, responding to God's command, this is the thing about going in. I mean, you know, Jesus commanded us to go and visit those in prisons, and it gives you a proper perspective. Maybe because we appreciate forgiveness a little bit different, whether we're behind bars or on the other side.
That's just so true. And another part, another aspect of that, and this is a message that I've been trying to communicate for a long time. When I was a little girl, my daddy, Reverend Alfred Daniel Williams King, was the pastor, my granddaddy, his daddy, Martin Luther King Sr., and then my uncle, Martin Luther King Jr., and they were all pastors. And one of the scriptures that I grew up hearing, and my mother reminded me in this century, Mrs. Naomi Ruth Barber King, she said, that's that same scripture that your daddy used to talk about all the time, your uncle and granddaddy, Acts 17:26. Of one blood, God made all nations, all people to live together on the face of the earth, and God put us where God wanted us on the planet. So we fight, we argue about everything, abortion, sexuality, money, poverty, sickness, all of that can be, the manifestation of all that is rooted in just sin. And one major sin that we forget, we're not separate races, we're one human race.
That's right.
One blood and one race. And to get people to say racial reconciliation, this week I was on TBN, Jim Baker, and all those kinds of things recently. And what's the answer to racial reconciliation? How can the black race and the white race and the yellow race and the red race and the brown race come together? Those are not different races any more than there's a black church, a white church, and et cetera, and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
We are one human race. We need to get rid of sin. And what you open this show with this segment, forgiveness.
Yes.
Forgive your brothers and sisters. Let them be your brothers and sisters. Let them be one race with you. And then forgive. If someone has done something to you, ask them to forgive you. And you say, no, they did something to me. No, forgive me for even being a place where you thought you had to do this to me. And I'm sorry if I did something to you that brought you to that place.
That's right. Well, I think that, you know, our relationship that has, you know, has been such a blessing to me, Alvita, and, you know, what you have caused me to do is reshape my thinking. You know, being Hispanic, one of the big things, you know, of course, was, we got a Hispanic conservative doing a national show. And I really, it kind of bothered me a bit, even though I've been in a breakthrough position all my broadcasting career. Believe it or not, I was the first Hispanic in LA radio that used his real name back in the 70s. Yeah, and before then, you know, with Wolfman Jack, and it was because of Wolfman Jack, because initially they didn't want me to use my real name, and he went to bat for me. So, and I've been kind of a breakthrough figure in that regard, but I, you know, you're rubbing off on me, and it's, I hesitate to talk about the bifurcation of America, you know, black America, brown America, all this stuff. It's like we're all Americans. We're all in this journey together, and I want you to know I'm grateful for your perspective and how you helped me, you know, form that, and I feel, you know, I don't know. I'm just blessed by you and by your perspective, and I hope our audience is being blessed by the same way, that we not look at this as, you know, sub-American tribal aspects of it. We are Americans. This is why our founding fathers said, united we stand, right?
Mm-hmm. And divided, the rest of that, we fall. So we don't want to fall. We want to stand together, men and women, boys and girls, no matter. And I say this from the womb, and there are other things people are doing now, fertilization procedures and all this, but that little baby in the womb, until natural death, and that means we don't want to kill people because they're poor, they're sick, they're elderly. No,
yeah.
We want to have dignity and sanctity in life.
Exactly.
For the full cycle, the full gamut. And now I'm 68 earth years, and my body tries to have a little tweak and a pain. And, you know, one thing they've done, and I hope everybody's listening to this, do a little more exercise, even if it's just a little.
Got to keep the blood flowing. That's right.
Nutrition, vitamins, add to, because the food and the water really is kind of depleted from things we need. So those are practical things. They make sense. So just doing things like that and loving and forgiving.
Amen.
And me, I blame the devil. I'm old enough. Did you ever hear somebody called Flip Wilson?
Yes, right.
And he was a comedian years ago.
The devil made me do it.
And I heard it back then. I didn't relate to it, but I get that. So we kick the devil out, begin to love and forgive, take care of ourselves so that we can feel good enough to enjoy this life. And the bad things, we overcome evil by doing good. So if you read a bad tweet, you know, don't even pay attention to it. Just put out 10 good tweets.
Amen. Amen. Well, we are at the crossroads of life and death. We were told that early in God's word. And in case you had doubt, you wanted to choose life. And this is where we are. America is, through its preference, through its experiences, realizing that life is the better choice. And this is why, particularly about the abortion issue, as you know, which has been brought up over and over again. And I'll tell you, Alvin, I'm sure it makes you sad as much as it does me to hear, Senator Dianne Feinstein and others want to fight for this abortion issue.
Yeah. And what is happening? I've got a new book out, Slavery, Racism, and Abortion. Slavery, Racism, Abortion, and the Female Psyche.
Right.
And how all of that is really tied together. And it goes back to ancient history, even with a slave named Hagar and her mistress named Sarah. And then it moves forward through slavery times in America on into today. And when we think about those things that bind us, we have to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Not forget. And that's why I tell people, we're not colorblind. If you're colorblind, you need glasses because you'll forget too many things. So see my color, see Bill's color, see that, but see it as in context with of one blood. And
exactly.
And this group has a wonderful contribution, or several. And so our ethnicity should unite us, not divide us.
Well, you know, the thing is, it broadens the banquet table, doesn't it? Our ethnicity. You know, the banquet table up in heaven, Alvita. You imagine what's going to be there? What a spread, huh?
I can't wait, but let's enjoy.
Yeah, and the good thing is that you don't have to worry about diets up in heaven. It's all, you know, it's all calorie free. It is going to be a good time, and the celebration, as Dr. Tony Campola says, will be underway full blast from ceiling to floor. So we'll be having a great time together. But till then, as you say, we all bleed the same. We're all one going through this journey together. Dr. Alvita King has been our guest as always. She is the Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, for Priests for Life, and an evangelist. Alvita, as always, God bless you. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless you. Thank you.
Coming to theater September 14th, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Lambrie, aren't you?
Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
If you could run a 47-mile again, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrand's best-selling book.
These men, they did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Extreme weather events are on the rise. Last year, the U.S. suffered 16 major natural disasters with recovery costs of over $300 billion. That's a 33% increase over 2016, when there were 12. And it's predicted that this upward trend will continue. A 2018 study by Esurance revealed that only 17% of U.S. residents feel they are personally prepared for an unexpected natural disaster. The survey also revealed that people tend to take a low investment path and that the use of high-tech home-based solutions is uncommon. Bonnie Schneider, meteorologist.
Today's technology allows people to better prepare and recover from extreme weather. You can invest in smart home sensors and alert devices, angle security systems, and Wi-Fi enabled cameras towards the street to keep tabs on activity around your home. Find an app that enables Wi-Fi calling during an emergency and keep your home inventory updated digitally for insurance purposes.
For more, visit esurance.com/insights.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, for all the things that we're crying out for, our very souls and spirits, all that we need, and it's right there in front of us. You know, much the same way as it was right in the face of Pontius Pilate. You know, I think one of the big questions he had in mind is, you know, what is truth? And there it is. The truth is standing before him, and he can't see it because his mindset, his worldview is so fixed and had so adopted and adapted to the culture that he couldn't see it, see the answer to his question that's right before his nose. And I wonder, you know, here we are we not the same today? Do we not find ourselves, the truth is right before us in much the same way with Pontius Pilate? And the very thing our spirits are crying out for, it is right there. And all God says is all you got to do is draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. This is Bill Martinez at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bruce Hoskinet is back with us. Always good to have Bruce here. He is focused on the family's judicial analyst, and we've got so much to talk about. First of all, Bruce, welcome. Good to have you here as always. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, first of all, before we get into, you know, the Catholic Charities of Buffalo, of course, you know, I need to get your read and perspective on what's going on with the Kavanaugh hearings. What say you?
I think the hearings are going famously well for the candidate. Even with that said, however, it has been a bit of a circus. Well, with about 160 protesters being arrested and dragged from the hearing room and a little showboating from some of the senators about documents now and then. But if you take those two out of the equation, it would be the most boring hearing you've ever heard.
Yeah. What kind of service to the American people are they providing here? I mean, Spartacus moments aside and, you know, all this, as you say, showboating, people being paid to protest. You know, this is sad, but this is, you know, the thing is it is a shot, you know, a real quick, you know, photo shot of where our culture is right now, that, you know, they're able to go in and disrupt the civility of otherwise, which should be a very important hearing.
It is amazing, and I know the senators have been very gracious in allowing it all to happen, and they've made such comments like, well, that's democracy in action, or that's free speech in action, and that's got me a little puzzled, because it's neither of those.
Yes.
And
I'm glad you said that, because that was my prayer. Interesting, Bruce, because I was, God, can we not have discernment on this? Do we know what's right and wrong? I mean, this is absolute anarchy. Is what this comes to. I know it sounds, you know, of course we've been watching these series, you know, people have been watching anarchy on TV and all that, but I don't think they really realize what anarchy really means here. I mean, there's a way to exercise your civil disobedience and that sort of thing, but to break, I mean, to hear a senator saying, I'm going to break the law, in essence. I want to be the president of the United States, but I'm going to break the law because I think I need to have a Spartacus moment here. Really? I mean, it's pretty arrogant.
And you were talking about it right before you and I started talking about worldviews, and the different worldviews that you grow up with or have, mm-hmm. hold at any given time are very evident in that Senate hearing room. The wide disparities on views about life and religious liberty and you name it, it all comes from that different worldview.
Well, my admonishment to people of faith is, boy, if you cannot see that we need to pray like ever before, it is right there, full on display. The anarchy that's on display, the showboating that's taken place. This is not the right thing. The other thing that comes, when I say the right thing, I'm talking about the God, you know, blessed right thing, the righteous thing, the thing that God said, if you do right, will it not go well for you? There's a lot of wrong that's happening in this process for the sake of ego and power and all those things that Main Street America resents, Bruce.
I agree with that. And, you know, throughout these proceedings, I've been thinking about how the founders set this up. And in order to get a lifetime appointment, you have to go through these types of hearings. And it's all because the founders wanted to keep the people with the decision-making power accountable to the people. The president's accountable at every election.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the people don't like who he appoints as judges, same for the senators and their advice and consent role. And so those proceedings, the nominations, and even the confirmation hearings can become very political, which, you know, I think have been sources for grandstanding and showboating probably since the First Continental Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it may be getting worse, mm-hmm. but
yeah.
it's still of a degree.
Well, we can't even bury people without politics anymore, huh?
Oh,
that's how bad it's gotten, to your point. Exactly. Hey, let's talk about what the Christian Post had to report on regarding the Catholic Charities of Buffalo. Looks like they're going to be ending its foster care and adoption program. What's going on?
Well, this is a continuation of the discrimination against religious or faith-based adoption foster care agencies throughout the United States. You know, started in 2006 with Catholic Charities in Boston, were forced out of the adoption and foster care business because of the state non-discrimination law. And that's kind of dominoed through Washington, D.C., the state of Illinois, San Francisco, and now it's reached Buffalo and Philadelphia this year as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Catholic Charities agency up there can no longer operate according to its belief that kids deserve a mom and a dad in the adoption process, and because they've been charged with or at least alleged to have discriminated against LGBT couples,
mm-hmm.
They have to get out of the business or else they'll find themselves dragged before a tribunal and fined or what have you in New York. So they've chosen to get out of the adoption business, which only hurts the children.
Exactly.
It serves no other useful purpose than A, to silence religious voices about marriage, and B, to hurt children who will now have fewer options of getting into forever families.
And here it is, the minority, the tail is shaking the dog.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Of course, you know, the allegation is that they're discriminating against LGBT couples, but the reality is, there's no impediment to LGBT couples adopting through other agencies. There's plenty of other agencies besides mm-hmm. the faith-based ones. that they can adopt through. So this is just so much kind of vindictiveness on their part.
What is it, Bruce? Do we just have to, you know, fight this out until people get arm weary? And you know, this is just so ridiculous. Whether we're talking about baking a cake or, in this case, I mean, this is, you know, forever families. These are, you know, kids that are without, you know, without parents. And now the only acceptable pathway, according to the brain trust of our government, is that, you know, they have to be assigned to a gay couple. Is that the future of these adoptable children?
I hope not. I hope that, especially since we've been talking about Brett Kavanaugh, that with the new Supreme Court lineup, that more deference will be given to faith-based opportunities in the marketplace, whether it's a cake baker in Denver or a adoption agency, a faith-based adoption agency anywhere. They should be able to operate in the public square according to their faith-based principles. So I'm hopeful that that will be a stronger result in going forward than it was during the Kennedy years.
Of course, for people of faith, this seems like a rather tedious process, but this is the way our government rolls, and we've got a lot to learn here to understand that it is a process, you know, and this is the way our founding fathers designed it to be. Unfortunately, what we're dealing with is a little bit of the overflow left over from, you know, presidents that wanted to get outside of their lane and become activists. And then we've got a party that believes in activist judges because, you know, it's too tedious to go through the legal process and have, you know, our congressmen legislate appropriately and for the division of powers as authorized by our U.S. Constitution. They're there to protect us from activist judges and, you know, and these kind of things that suddenly we find ourselves being overpowered and a group. I mean, right now it happens to be people of faith. You know, what's the next targeted group?
Yeah, I think there's only bad news ahead on that front. The good news is the church has been in this situation before throughout history, and, we should learn from history, know how to deal with the fact that this is a spiritual battle, not just a political battle.
Exactly.
And to take the long view of things, continue to pray, continue to act as a citizen should, and leave the results in the Lord's hands, and ultimately we'll be fine.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Bruce, once again, this culture is in need of a voice of reason, and it seems that every pivotal time in our history, our country's history, people of faith have come forth and have saved the day. And again, the church is being called upon, you know, to come against, you know, these wrongs that are happening in our culture, these violations. You know, either we're going to follow God or not.
Amen to that. I think this is a very big time for the church. Are we going to be faithful to what God's saying in the face of increasing persecution or not?
Exactly. Well, it is time to be activated, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the Gallup poll even pointed this out about 18 months ago. Secular America was saying, hey, where are the people of faith? Even secular America understands they are in trouble. So go forth boldly and take a stand for life and that which is righteous. Bruce Hoskinet with Focus on the Family, judicial legal analyst. Bruce, appreciate it as always. God bless.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an